Those are the sounds of the Jacksonville Suns ballpark on a recent weeknight game. And you were there, John.
I was there, and I noticed a lot of things about the park. I'm mostly positive. They do have a challenge with the attendance. And this is true of minor league baseball in general, that Monday through Thursday night stretch is tough. It's tough to draw people. You make your money Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. But I came on a Tuesday night. It was not a big crowd. I think the official crowd was 1,400.
The new owner of the team, Ken Babby, was there that night. You talked to him. And how is he trying to tackle getting the butts in the seats Monday through Thursday?
First off, he lowered the price in the general admission from $7.50 to $5 a seat.
We're in the business of affordable family fun, $5 tickets, $2 hot dogs, $1 beers on Thursdays. And the Jacksonville Suns will be the epicenter of affordable family fun in Northeast Florida, and that's what we're setting out to build.
Yeah, the second strategy he's bringing from Akron, where he also owns a minor league baseball team, and that is building loyalty with the fans through personal relationships. He says he knows the names of the season ticket holders in Akron. He knows their kids' names. He knows their wives' names. And through that connection, he has built a really loyal fan base. And he's probably onto something there, according to Don Capener, who is the dean of the Jacksonville University School of Business and also teaches a sports marketing class.
If you can satisfy those folks, they're going to come back again. You're going to move them down the loyalty continuum to loyalists. And if you can even get 10 to 15% of the people who come to be loyal, you've got the foundation of a successful franchise.
And we should also talk about the improvements to the park that Babby has brought in. It's over $1 million worth of improvements, including a tiki bar, a much expanded menu of food items.
Did you try the food?
I did not try the food. My wife had a nice dinner for me waiting at home, but it looked good. And also, one of the things I noticed was the staff at the park was really into their jobs. I mean, they were very helpful, they're personable. They're putting some real energy into doing their jobs.
And they have to keep that energy up because they have about 70 games per year that they're doing there at the stadium.
That's right, 70 games. So really, no excuse for you not getting out there.
WJCT business analyst John Burr went to a Jacksonville Suns game and talked to new owner Ken Babby. I'm news director Jessica Palumbo.
The WJCT Business Brief is sponsored by Jacksonville University Davis College of Business. JU Davis means business.